Is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In St. Louis, the death toll rising after a powerful tornado tore through the city during the evening rush hour. Some 5,000 homes damaged. Destruction is widespread. Mayor Kara Spencer.
We've had several buildings collapse. A lot of roofs are missing. This is truly a lot of damage.
Parts of St. Louis under a curfew overnight. And a fast-moving storm has left two people dead in Virginia when trees fell on cars, one in Fairfax County, the other just south of Alexandria. In New Orleans, 10 inmates escaping from a jail early Friday morning. A number of them have been captured. A shooting inside of a Las Vegas gym leaving two people dead, including the shooter who later died in the hospital. The Supreme Court extending a pause on Trump administration deportations under the Alien Enemies Act. Moody's ratings downgrading the U.S. government on Friday, citing debt and rising interest costs. This is the last of the three major ratings agencies to downgrade the United States debt. This is ABC News. President Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One that the U.S. is inching closer to a nuclear deal with Iran, claiming Tehran has his proposal. ABC's Karen Travers.
The president expressing optimism that they're getting close. Now, remember, this president withdrew the United States, of course, from the Iran nuclear deal during his first term, and now has indicated, though, he wants to get back to something. He said this doesn't have to be complicated, that it's very simple. It's one sentence. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
On social media, Iran's foreign minister says his country has not gotten any written proposal from the U.S. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says the state has signed a deal with a company in the United Arab Emirates for the construction of a $4 billion aluminum manufacturing facility. The project is expected to create about 1,000 direct jobs. And the Chicago White Sox plan to unveil a graphic installation on Monday that honors one of its fans, Pope Leo XIV. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, she owns a daycare center.
Between 2010 and 2019, 6,000 child care programs closed. When COVID hit, they were like, we can't do this again. So they invested in us. And now our state is going to be one of six. They took the federal dollars, but our state does zero. You're looking at 25% closing. I am likely going to be one of them.
This would be good to know if you would like to perhaps call your representative.
Yes. Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time. Weekday mornings, 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Twins tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers host the hottest team in baseball right now, the Minnesota Twins, who've won 12 in a row. Last night, the Twins beat the crew 3-0. But manager Pat Murphy was impressed with how 26-year-old right-hander Chad Patrick held up through six innings.
Chad Patrick continues to show that he has the right stuff to pitch up here and pitch in big situations. I mean, yeah, he didn't have his best stuff early. He'll be the first to tell you I was behind in the count. I didn't throw the ball great. They battled for the last four innings and got through it.
I asked Patrick if he was able to move on despite giving up a pair of runs early on.
Yeah, after the second inning, I was just trying to get as deep as I possibly could. Just, you know, got to control what I can control out there and execute what I'm trying to do.
And the Brewers made a trade with the Yankees, bringing back lefty Rob Zastrzynski, who was with the team last summer. They've optioned reliever Elvis Piguero. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. Breezy out of the west. We'll see a high near 60 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows around 45. Mostly sunny, mid-60s for Sunday. For Monday, slight chance of a shower. Otherwise, clouds and 60. Rain is likely on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 49.
Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. The fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, will join us to talk about resources for Wisconsin farmers. Please don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Matt Nair on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, she owns a daycare center.
We're doing this day without childcare. What we do is we talk about what would happen, what would it look like if we didn't have childcare. But we also talk about what could it be? What can we do to change the system? I love all the protests. I love all the people speaking out against things. But we also need to participate in democracy by saying what we want and what we need and talk to our reps that way. So that's what this event is all about.
Catch Matt Nair on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
One, two, three, four. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes piña coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Friday night, stormy Friday night if you're here in Northeast Wisconsin, but nicer in other parts of the state. Great to have you here. And we've got a great show tonight. It is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be along at 7:35 with a new tunes and excellent conversation. Our question of the night is, what is a food that totally grosses you out? We had a great discussion earlier and got a lot of activity on our social media pages and here on the show. And we resolved a situation with Ollie and another listener, and people came to her defense. It was a lot of warmth and a lot of virtual hugs here on Nightlight. It was, as usual, our listeners are the best. Thank you for being with us tonight. Right now, my guest is Nate Vomhoff. We have a few more minutes with Nate. He is a Milwaukee-based photographer, and he is also a pharmacist, and he takes really cool photos. So I recommend you check out his website, or you can follow him on Instagram, where he posts really cool stuff, too. We've got Nate for a few more minutes here. So, Nate, what do you say to people? Like, when you became a photographer, I assume you had to get an actual camera and learn how to use it and all this intricacies and lighting and lenses and all that kind of stuff. Can you be a real photographer and use an iPhone?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, the shot I got yesterday was with the iPhone. So, I mean, you can take incredible photos. The problems come when you're, you know, looking to blow them up larger than life and print them out. Then the quality sometimes goes down a little bit. But the cameras nowadays and phones are pretty powerful.
So what do you take your pictures with? You mentioned a drone, and you mentioned that you did use an iPhone for one, but do you have a specific camera you like, and do you have to change the lenses? Do you light stuff? How do you do that?
Yeah, so I have my drone is a Mavic 3 Pro. The 4 just came out, so I might have to look into getting that one. But then the camera that I have a Sony mirrorless camera, A7 R4, and I do have a couple different lenses. So, and I didn't start with multiple lenses. I started with one and kind of just, you know, reinvested from money I made from photos and just, you know, keep amping up the collection of lenses. So
what do you like? Were you taking pictures before the digital camera became all the rage? Like, did you use an actual film camera? Have you ever used those?
No, I never used a film camera. So right when I started, mirrorless were coming out. So I had a DSLR. And then the mirrorless started taking over the market. So that's when I invested in the Sony camera. And then, I've stuck with that one. I haven't changed it out since I got it. So
nice. Check out Nate's work at natevomhoff.com. All right. So let's talk about some moving pictures, Nate. What kind of movies do you like?
Movies. I'm kind of all over the board. I'm always down for a good horror movie. Try to scare myself once in a while.
Nice.
Besides that, I'm kind of excited for this this Lilo and Stitch remake to come out.
Oh, wow.
Funny. Just the nostalgia of that. I don't know. It's a fun movie. Elvis Presley, you know?
Okay. Very cool. So, do you have a typical genre you like, or do you like to go to the theater or watch them at home?
I am going to be honest. I'm not a huge movie person. I like to be outside and hanging out with the dog out there and, you know, stay outside.
So you're probably not binge watching any TV shows you could recommend then either.
No, I keep hearing how great White Lotus is, and I have not started it yet. So we'll see if we get there.
All right. Very cool. Do you have a food that you find absolutely disgusting? Something that you just can't eat?
I keep coming back to, I don't like mushrooms. Don't put mushrooms in anything. I'm not a fan. Some people like them. I was told growing up that they don't have a taste. So I figured, why put them in things if they don't have a taste? So, and then it's a texture thing.
Fair enough. Nate, have a great night. Thank you for your time. Continued success behind the pharmacy counter and behind the camera. Keep doing what you do. It's great stuff.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
You got it. That's Nate Baumhoff. Check out his website, natebaumhoff.com. You can follow him on Instagram. He's got great photos of Milwaukee, some of Madison, and then he's got San Francisco. He did, and I think there's merch there too. I meant to ask Nate about that. I think he has a calendar, a Milwaukee photography calendar you can check out if you're really into Milwaukee. That could be kind of cool. So Conrad, someone else is coming to the, not the defense of your mom, but Tom from New Berlin also says, I guess he's being adversarial. Sauerkraut is a love drug, helps with gut. Plus it has vitamin C and lactic acid, which helps with libido. Nature's Viagra.
You know,
except Tom, if your breath smells like sauerkraut, girls aren't going to get near you, or guys, or whatever. So, I don't know.
My dad loves sauerkraut, I think. So, I think he's told me that it has good benefits to it. I can't get past that. Like, I've tried it before, I've gave it a chance. And every time I try it, I'm like, this just doesn't taste good or smell good.
Yeah, I don't mind the taste of it. Like, if it's on a brat, it's not ever something I seek out, but I'll put some on a brat. I've had that. It's not too bad. But Tom, is your dad giving you advice? Like,
he always tries to get me to try some new stuff, I think. And the one that he comes back to is liver. He likes it.
Oh, yeah. That's a generational thing, I think.
I'm not putting that anywhere near my mouth. or my nose.
That's one of our popular answers tonight. And Steady Eddie says, Pete, as a kid, I would not, could not eat liver and onions. Couple puke emojis. He says, as a kid, I wouldn't eat liver and onions. No one could make me. I still don't, never will. Final answer, Steady Eddie. That was from the heart. That did not have Steady Eddie's normal composition of his texts. He's not a fan. And a lot of people, I would say that's our winner tonight so far. Anyway, we got a ways to go. But, here's a good one. Nick from Marshall. He's in the 608. He says, the smell of Limburger cheese grosses me out. I have to be honest. There are some cheeses I like, but some cheese, the smell, I agree. Some cheeses just have a disgusting smell. Nick says, my grandfather used to eat all kinds of disgusting food, including a possum. Oh, no. That's horrible. And he says, and I also have an uncle who is a retired chef and also said possum is delicious when cooked the right way. Yeah, when cooked as chicken or steak. That's terrible. I'm having trouble getting through Nick's text just because I cannot fathom eating a possum just from the way they walk into the darkness. It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
But Nick continues. He says, don't know about you and Conrad, but the thought of eating possum makes me want to. Four barf emojis. Nick is not holding back. Yeah, I'm with you, Nick. That sounds really disgusting. I looked up some gross foods here, and these are great ones. Where is that? I just had that here. One of them was bat soup. Here's another one. Bull penis.
Yeah, I don't think I'd try that.
And here's what it says about the bull penis. You can read into these puns if you like. The bull penis, the long and short of it is, Bull penis is featured on menus in China and is purported to have aphrodisiacal powers. I believe that. I guess.
The shape of it?
Yeah.
When it comes
you're a female
up.
Bull, it gets your motor running, but it doesn't do anything for me personally.
I don't think I would try that, if I'm being honest.
I'd have to be pretty damn hungry. Here's another one. Jello salad. Oh, that's... I'm not a fan, but I... That wouldn't be high on my list.
Is that like... Jello salad, is that just a bunch of like cube jellos? Like in the bowl?
Well, this is like a jello mold. Like it looks like a bundt cake. There's probably like cocktail weenies in it or something.
Oh.
Here's another one. Sheep eyeballs. Yeah. That's
no.
Pretty gross. Licorice. Black licorice.
Black
Not a fan, but I wouldn't put it up there high on the list.
No, but it is gross.
Here's one, Conrad. You ready for this? Mouse wine. Found in parts of Korea and China, allegedly helps treat all kinds of medical conditions. The drink is essentially rice wine infused with, where are we going here? I lost my place. Rice wine doesn't sound good. Oh, it's already, I had to click on the link and it goes all the way down. Bull, there's another one called Bull Member. They have a picture of it. Oh, that's just awful. All right, so that's our question of the night, folks. You still have time to get in on the fun. What is your what is a food that totally grosses you out? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Cliff Wall, he's watching on Facebook. Our pal Cliff Wall says, Pete, cooked red cabbage, one notch worse than sauerkraut. Cliff has his bad foods. He has a notch system. Thank you, Cliff. Dave, listening on the stream, says, any mud bug. I don't even know what that term is. Any mud bug. Lobster, shrimp, crawfish, scallops, clams. Wow, Dave. I can eat all those. Crawfish I'm not crazy about.
You know,
all the other stuff. Clams, oysters, lobster, shrimp, scallops. I can do all that. But a lot of people don't like the shellfish.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah.
You know?
I absolutely love it. But
I do too. But it's polarizing. Nick, also from Nick, same Nick from before, from Marshall, from the 6080, says, I would imagine Rocky Mountain oysters would taste disgusting, too. I don't know what those are. Steve from Florida. Conrad's dad says, the one food I have always not been a fan of is head cheese. That's so gross. I don't even fully know what head cheese is, but I've heard
it
throughout the course of my life. Look that up right now if you would, because I would love to know what that is. I've never bothered to look into it. I just knew it was never getting anywhere near my pie hole.
You ready? You ready to?
Steve says, hang on a second. Okay. Steve says, even on a cracker, it still sucks. Even on a cracker. On another note, sorry, Conrad, on the canned tuna. You know it was your cats, Toby and Raskus, favorite. Oh, maybe that's why, Conrad.
You know, it was the smell. When I'd come home from school and I could smell tuna, I'd instantly go downstairs or go outside. I just couldn't do it.
Ronnie from Oregon confirms that escargot is a snail. Yes,
yes.
I did know that. I just forgot. All right, so what is head cheese? What are we looking at here?
The picture looks disgusting. It says a meat jelly made from the head of pig or calf, sometimes sheep or cow. There's no dairy product and contains no cheese.
No cheese. No kidding. Oh, that's so bad.
It looks gross.
I've seen pictures of it. Yeah, I would never go anywhere near it. Tom from New Berlin says, my food was fried liver. My parents loved it, but my mom made liver dumplings and served them in a beef broth. Boy, I could probably read all these texts later and vomit.
I was
terrible.
The same thing.
Just terrible. Tom also says the broth made it acceptable. Okay, so Tom muscled it down. That's good. Gizmo, he's listening from the 920. I think that's our pal Gizmo. Kinda.
Yeah.
He says head cheese. It's not cheese so much as it is made of pig face parts and gelatin. It's so gross, and people ate it all the time back in like the 50s. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says can't stand toe jam and ham in a can. That's so awful. All right, I'm going to go vomit. We're coming right back, folks. It is a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at the bottom of the hour after the news. When we come back, I've got a great clip about how they found George Costanza. That's coming up. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Talk.
problems, building towers. Foresight isn't anything at all. Why the sky and tell the sky and me, the sky and tell the sky.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After the election of liberal-leaning Justice Janet Prosewitz in 2023, Wisconsin State Assembly and Senate maps were challenged in the Wisconsin Supreme Court and subsequently thrown out as unconstitutional. But justices passed on a challenge to the congressional districts. With April's election of liberal Justice Susan Crawford, pro-voter groups are trying again for a fairer congressional voting map. In early 2024, the legislature ignored six fairer maps and adopted Democratic Governor Tony Evers' least change compromise map, later allowed to stand by the U.S. Supreme Court. GOP candidates were elected to six of eight congressional districts with only 50% of the statewide vote in 2024. Two challenges were filed May 7th and 8th, one by the Elias Group contending that the Least Change Directive had no basis in the Wisconsin Constitution, and the second by the Campaign Legal Center argues that Evers' map ignored traditional redistricting norms, splits too many counties, and didn't equally apportion the districts. A record $100 million was spent by both sides in the recent Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The current margin in the U.S. House is 220 Republicans to 213 Democrats. We've linked to the filings and local reporting at americandemocracyminute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Nightlight. This is a Friday version. It is an almost weekend version of Nightlight. Great to have you here wherever you are listening, whether it's on the stream or the app or the radio. It's great to make your acquaintance here. Conrad is riding shotgun. Our question of the night is, what is a food that really grosses you out? And wait, did we read this one from Monica? Oh, those are new. Okay, I got to go back because I almost missed a text from, I think it was Monica from Mount Horeb. So let's leave that. Let's read that one before we move on to the clips. It was Lori from Hayward. She's in the 715. She says, don't think I can handle blood sausage. That sounds awful. You asked about the ham salad or ham spread. That basically is ham ground up with fine chopped pickles, onions, and mayo. My sister and her family both love it. But she does not, because another puke emoji. I've seen a lot of puke emojis tonight, folks. And Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids, right before the break, referred to ham in a can as toe jam. Can't stand toe jam and ham in a can. Oh, this is so bad. Monica from Mount Horeb says, oh, wait a minute. Nick from Marshall is giving us more advice here. He says watermelon is actually an aphrodisiac.
All right.
Yeah, if you're Jim Carrey and me, myself, and Irene, you have to see that movie to understand that reference. And maybe you don't want to. Yeah. Tom from New Berlin says, thanks, Pete. Thank you, Tom, buddy. Great to have you listening, as always. Monica from Mount Horeb says, for Conrad, I didn't think I liked sauerkraut either until I made some fresh. Don't eat the nasty vinegary stuff in a can. I bought a jar of Polish sauerkraut in white wine. It was delicious. What does that do for you, Con? Anything?
You know, I'll give it one more try if it's made fresh. But is so the stuff at the ballpark isn't fresh, I'm guessing. That's the stuff that's vinegary.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I don't mind it, but it probably does taste a lot different if you make it fresh. Nick from Marshall clarifies. I knew it was something like this. He says Rocky Mountain oysters is another name for bull testicles. So there are people that eat bull penis and bull testicles.
I'll skip out on both.
Bunch of pervs. Conrad's dad checks back in. The secret to great sauerkraut is brown sugar. Shredded fresh potatoes. Cook all the sauce in a pan. Add a great brat on a brat bun. Ketchup, fresh diced onions, and you have perfection. So your mom and dad must have some issues when your dad is craving sauerkraut.
Yeah, my dad eats all the gross stuff.
All the Wisconsin foods that are popular. Wasn't your dad, didn't he like the ground beef on a cracker with an onion? Was he one of those guys?
Yeah. I think my dad will eat about just anything besides head cheese.
Jim from Appleton looks up head cheese, second cousin. Look up souse, souse.
I looked
it up. Head cheese's second cousin. What is it? Is it horrible?
It's a pickled meat dish often made with pig's feet.
Oh, God. No, thank you, folks. Next time I do a bad food-related question, slap me. All right, so I found this clip. I thought this was really cool. Do we have time? How long is the Seinfeld clip where he's talking to Howard Stern?
It's about 1:20. We got time.
All right, let's try that, and let's try to see if we can squeeze in the other one, too. But let's start with Jerry Seinfeld telling Howard Stern about how he finds his material. I thought this was fascinating.
I'm never not working on material.
So
ever.
even when you're sitting with your wife, you're sitting with the kids, it's material.
Every second of my existence, I'm thinking, could I do something with that?
That to me sounds torturous. Like you cannot let go. So if I came over to your house and we were hanging out, you're kind of really looking for material.
I'm looking for material all the time.
That's being at work 24 hours a day. It's neurotic.
Making jokes is not work. It's a gift.
How the hell can sit and remember all of this material?
What else have I got to do?
That's your day? You memorize this material?
Howard, you do it over and over and over. You say to Tiger Woods, how do you remember which club to use? What the hell else has this guy got to do?
So when someone says to you, oh, you have it so easy, you're so naturally funny and blah, blah, blah. Yes, you are naturally funny and you do have that ability to figure that stuff out. But they don't realize the amount of work that goes into it.
It's like going into the gym every day.
It's hard.
You know how you walk in every day and you go, oh, geez, I got to do this again.
Yeah, it sounds like a tortured life. And you say
it is.
It is.
But you know what? Your blessing in life is when you find the torture you're comfortable with.
I can't argue with that.
And that's marriage. It's kids. It's work.
It's work.
It's exercise.
Yes.
It's not eating the food you want to eat.
Right.
Find the torture you're comfortable with.
Wow.
And you'll do well.
That is so great. Find the torture you're comfortable with. Love that line. Do we have time for the other one?
Yeah.
I love this. This is Larry David talking about when he found George Costanza, Jason Alexander, the actor. This is a great clip, too.
Hardest part to cast was George. We went through a lot of actors for George. And then we got a tape that was made in New York. Jason was in New York. And he had auditioned with a casting director, so it was just him sitting on a chair with no background, reading from the pilot script. And I saw about 10 seconds of it. Mm. Honest to God, I saw 10 seconds. I said, turn it off. There he is. You know, an unbelievable actor. I can't imagine anybody else having done that role. Mm. And never won an Emmy, which is a crime.
Like, I thought that was really interesting how they found George. And I listened to another interview recently where Jason Alexander was talking about that, how he didn't think he had a chance because he was on like a VHS tape that somebody put him on. But so I thought that was interesting. One of those situations where they sent everybody home because they got their guy. But also that he never won an Emmy. Like, George is almost universally everybody's favorite Seinfeld character. Never won an Emmy. I didn't realize that until I watched that interview at 4 o'clock in the morning when I sent it to you, Conrad. You were probably sound asleep.
Yes, I was snoring.
All right. It's a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Our pal Terry Barr joins us right after the news. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In St. Louis, the death toll rising after a powerful tornado tore through the city during the evening rush hour. Some 5,000 homes damaged. Destruction is widespread. Mayor Kara Spencer.
We've had several buildings collapse. A lot of roofs are missing. This is truly a lot of damage.
Parts of St. Louis under a curfew overnight. And a fast-moving storm has left two people dead in Virginia when trees fell on cars, one in Fairfax County, the other just south of Alexandria. In New Orleans, 10 inmates escaping from a jail early Friday morning. A number of them have been captured. A shooting inside of a Las Vegas gym leaving two people dead, including the shooter who later died in the hospital. The Supreme Court extending a pause on Trump administration deportations under the Alien Enemies Act. Moody's ratings downgrading the U.S. government on Friday, citing debt and rising interest costs. This is the last of the three major ratings agencies to downgrade the United States debt. This is ABC News.
It's the Brewers and the Twins tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers host the hottest team in baseball right now, the Minnesota Twins, who've won 12 in a row. Last night, the Twins beat the crew 3-0. But manager Pat Murphy was impressed with how 26-year-old right-hander Chad Patrick held up through six innings.
Chad Patrick continues to show that he has the right stuff to pitch up here and pitch in big situations. I mean, yeah, he didn't have his best stuff early. He'll be the first to tell you I was behind in the count. I didn't throw the ball great. They battled for the last four innings and got through it.
I asked Patrick if he was able to move on despite giving up a pair of runs early on.
Yeah, after the second inning, I was just trying to get as deep as I possibly could. Just, you know, got to control what I can control out there and execute what I'm trying to do.
And the Brewers made a trade with the Yankees, bringing back lefty Rob Zastrzynski, who was with the team last summer. They've optioned reliever Elvis Piguero. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Scarlett Johansson says after her breakout role in 2003's Lost in Translation, she enjoyed success, but it came with the baggage of being offered acting roles that objectified her. The actress told Vanity Fair that she felt she was being exploited and had to have a talk with her representatives about what kind of roles she wanted. She also said her co-star in the film, Bill Murray, was in a strange place during the filming, saying that he was dealing with stuff. Love when people allude to things but don't give you the full tea. She did say she thinks Murray is in a much better place now as life has humbled him. If you haven't seen Sofia Coppola's Lost in Translation, it's a great movie and Johansson is excellent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. Breezy out of the west. We'll see a high near 60 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows around 45. Mostly sunny, mid-60s for Sunday. For Monday, slight chance of a shower. Otherwise, clouds and 60. Rain is likely on Tuesday.
It's 48 at our studios.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare the people he sees without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, host of the new Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, and artist actor Steve Segrin joins the program. Now that's how you Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Terry!
Hi.
Hi there. And welcome, everybody, back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba with my co-host for the segment, Miss the lovely and talented, and her taste in music is not surpassed by anyone, Terry Barr. How are you, my friend? Great to see you.
You as well. Happy Friday. I know we often chat on Friday and just, you know, how have you been? How's the week?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. This week has been something once again, but here we are to enjoy some great music together.
Absolutely. And I have to ask you right out of the gate, Terry, do you have a food that makes you want to hurl or something you totally grossed out at? That's our question of the night. I know it's terrible.
You know, I think for me, and oh, my dad would be so mad about this, liver and onions.
That's the hands down winner tonight.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people do not like liver and onions.
Oh, I can't do it. That and pea soup.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow. I can see that. I've come around on pea soup over the years, but I understand why people don't like it. It's got a horrible color and it's just, I get that.
I guess I don't like peas anyway. So it's like, oh, yucky.
Yeah. Crushing them up and heating them up only makes it worse. We've got on the stream, Joseph Wolf says, cannot do slimy texture foods, okra, cooked spinach, etc. Okay, I can see that. And Kurt Krause says, I'm a big fan of kraut. I like it best with fried garlic and onions as I pan fry Italian sausage in olive oil. Well, that actually sounds pretty good. The kraut absorbs the salt and all the other flavors. It's amazing. All right, Kurt. Well, I think you need to have all of us over for your kraut. Kurt Krause's kraut. I think you got something there, buddy.
I like your idea, Pete. We're coming over.
Let's do it. Let's go get some kraut at Kurt Krause's house. How are you tonight, Terry? It's good to see you.
I'm good. I am good. I know we're a week away from Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. And, you know, everybody should take some time, obviously, to think about those that sacrificed for all of us, for what we are able to do. There's also, if you like music, as we always talk about, there's a huge music event in Madison on Memorial Weekend, and it's free. It's free to get in.
Wow.
It's called Podfest, and the music goes day and night on, I think they're up to 4 different stages.
Really? Wow, that sounds fantastic. I remember you talking about that last year. That sounds absolutely fantastic. Well, let's get to it. You've once again outdone yourself. You have these two great artists you're going to share with us tonight. Who should we start with?
What do you feel? I try to bring a little difference to you. Yeah. So we've got some blues. We've got some jazz. What are you feeling first?
I think, should we go with the longer song is Tony's song. So should we go with that first and maybe and then segue into Marissa? Okay. So tell us about Tony. Is it Kamen?
It is. Nicely done.
Tony Kamen. Thank you. Yeah. Tony Kamen and the Soundgarden crew. I love that name.
New band. They have names in this band that are incredible that I've heard from around Southern Wisconsin. And they even stole a bunch of the horn players from another really great blues band, the Jimmies.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how they pulled that off, or I don't think they're sharing them either. I think they are now with Tony. Who knows what's going to happen. I know the Jimmies, they have their own horn section, but this is very cool. Tony and everyone else in this band, they've all been around, played Wisconsin for years. In fact, Tony's music career goes back to the 1970s when he did rock. Got a little older, he decided to go more to the blues, or maybe as we get older, we feel more of the blues. I'm not sure which is more accurate.
Maybe both, yeah.
Exactly. And he just really wanted to find a bunch of people that all just really wanted to enjoy playing together. They don't play out a lot. In fact, they actually, as the Soundgarden crew, took a break and only recently got back together as the still fairly new band. And they're going to be on Maxinc Radio to preview some music and some discussions about, you know, why they're back together. They've got a show coming up at the Red Rooster, which is a great blues bar in Madison on nice. May 23rd. But otherwise, you know, from what I've been hearing and reading, they are just really excited to, as a group, get back on stage together.
Yeah, it's when you say new band, they've all been part of other bands, though, right?
Correct. Yes. Okay. And Tony with the most experience, I'm guessing, of everybody in this band, because, again, he goes back to being in bands that played all around Wisconsin in the 1970s.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't we hear the song you picked out, Damn Your Eyes. Is that correct? All right.
This is a favorite of the band. So how could not use this one?
Okay. This is Terry Barr. She's got two artists for us tonight, which is fantastic. This is the first one, Tony Kamen and the Soundgarden crew. And this is the song, Damn Your Eyes.
I can do what I want, I'm in complete control. That's what I tell myself. I got a mind of my own, I'll be all right alone. I don't need anybody else. I gave myself a good talking to. No more being a fool for you. But I see you, and all I remember is how you make me want to surrender. Damn your eyes for taking my breath away, for making me want to stay. Damn your eyes for getting my hopes up high, for making me fall in love again. You say that you'll change, somehow you never do. I believe all your lies, I look in your eyes, you make it all seem true. I guess I see what I wanna see, or maybe my heart's just deceiving me. 'Cause with that look I know so well, I fall completely under your spell. Damn your eyes for taking my breath away, for making me wanna stay. Damn your eyes for getting my hopes up high, for making me fall in love again. Thank you.
Terry, that's awesome. That is, listen, I'm sitting here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's gloomy out, and there's nothing like some blues. You know, it was just a great compliment to this Friday night. And I want to say this, too. I assume that that was Tony Cannon. He does not sound like he's from Wisconsin.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, and all the talent. I love how they highlighted all the instruments. And you gotta just let the blues breathe, baby.
It's great. It's okay to, you know what I mean? And it's like, it can't be a dance party every night. I love that,
right.
That chill, yeah. And that vibe for tonight. Yeah. That was fantastic. We have a text for you, Terry. Lori from Hayward, that's the 715, says, "Damn your eyes, great choice, Terry Barr."
Ooh,
nice. All right.
Thank you, Lori. Oh my gosh. Thrilled to be able to share Tony's music with you. You'll hear more if you listen tomorrow night to Max Inc. Radio.
Tomorrow night. That's fantastic. All right. Yeah. You can hear more of, yeah. Are they live in the lair, or are they, you just kind of just.
We're going to play a couple of their songs, but Tony will be in the studio to talk about it, to share some stories. And if anybody wants to, you know, send in questions or their thoughts on the music, we always welcome that.
Very cool. Let's try to talk a little bit about Marissa Balestrieri before the break, and then we can play the song afterwards. Tell us about Marissa Balestrieri.
You know, Pete, I love these stories, and this almost seems too good to be real. So she's from Wisconsin. She also originally from Madison. She goes to Canada, where she gets her Royal Conservatory of Music certificate. From there, she goes to Italy, where she becomes an Italian opera singer.
Oh my gosh.
She's there for years, and this is her life. This is what she does. Then I think she just decides, let's change it up. I've done this opera thing in Italy long enough. What can I do? So she applies for a job on a cruise ship. Nice. She moves to New York City, where the cruise is based, and she does this for 5 years. But this is where she meets her husband on the cruise ship.
Let's pick up there. Let's do a quick break and pick up there. This is a great story. All right. It is a Bar Band Friday night. Our pal Terry Barr is here with awesome music, and you're going to want to hear the end of this. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. What are you doing now? It seems like yesterday.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect to people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matinee on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, she owns a daycare center.
Between 2010 and 2019, 6,000 child care programs closed. When COVID hit, they were like, we can't do this again. So they invested in us. And now our state is going to be one of six. They took the federal dollars, but our state does zero. You're looking at 25% closing. I am likely going to be one of them.
This would be good to know if you would like to perhaps call your representative.
Yes. Catch Matinee on Air at its new time. Weekday mornings, 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
All right, we are back, folks. It is a Bar Band Friday night here. We are going to get through a couple texts here, and then the last texts I read are for our guest, Terry Barr. So let's zip through these. Ooh. And let me also say that on Monday, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be in studio, folks. That will be fun. Kristen is always a blast as a guest. And then my pal, artist and actor Steve Segrin joins the show in the second hour. Steady Eddie says, Pete, did you know that bird's nest soup is actually made from nests of birds? Swiftlets, a tropical bird in Asia. The soup consists of birds' solidified saliva and supposedly helps improve a person's skin and digestion. It's rich in calcium, magnesium, and potassium. It sounds tempting, but I think I'm going to pass on the bird's nest soup. I'm going to go with chicken noodle, please. That's Steady Eddie. Thank you, buddy. Bridget says, she's in the 818. She says, warm milk, no thanks. And then we have, for our guest, Terry Barr tonight, a couple of texts. Conrad's dad says, Terry, pea soup is great if you add diced potatoes, onions, diced ham, and fresh whole milk. A winning combination. Does that change your mind, Terry?
No.
Okay.
Unless he's going to make it and I can visit and try his recipe.
Yeah, that might
I would
be
do that. I would try it, but.
Well, now your guests are provoking comments too on the stream. Dave says cruise ships are a great place to try new foods. There you go.
Ah.
Okay. We're learning something here tonight. All right. So you were telling us about your second artist, Marissa Balestrieri. She met her husband on a cruise ship. She's been all over the world. She was an Italian opera singer. What more could you possibly tell us?
It's just, when I'm telling you the story, I actually have to pause while I'm talking about some of this because it just seems like it couldn't all be true. But
yeah,
I want to write a book or something, or I will write their unauthorized autobiography.
Do it. Absolutely.
Thank you. So they meet after she leaves the Italian opera. She takes a job with a cruise ship and she's based in New York City. Yay.
Wow.
And she does that for 5 years. But then she meets her husband, who just happens to also be a musician. He's originally from Tennessee, but they decided if they were going to go back anywhere, they would come to Wisconsin. So that is where they are now. And together they are putting a new album of original music that they're working on together, but they've moved away from, you know, the Italian, the big voice.
Yeah.
She's now gone more toward jazz, which I think I have heard her mention she just enjoys so much.
Well, this is really cool. I love jazz too. And it says she's also part of a duo, a trio, and a quartet.
I know.
So let's
she's
hear
gonna be busy.
yeah.
Yeah.
And what is this song called, Terry? I wrote it down, but I can't find it.
Boy, I should know that too. I can't find it.
Say again, Con.
It's Spring.
Pete.
It's Spring. Okay, beautiful. Spring,
of course. And you know what's so funny? When I sent you this song, I thought, oh, this is perfect for the way the weather has been. A little stormy in spring, but this song just makes you feel like, okay, this is good. This is good.
This will bring us some actual spring. This is Maria Balestrieri on Bar Band Friday Night. Boy, this is a really chill vibe tonight. I love it, Terry.
Are you still awake?
I'm still totally awake. Thank you so much. We got to get out of here. Always fun, my friend. Have a great show tomorrow night. Check out Max Sync Radio, everybody. We'll be listening, my friend. Thank you. And thank you to Nate Baumhoff and all your texts and calls about gross food tonight. Thanks, Terry. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, good night, Wisconsin.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Severe weather from Texas to New Jersey has led to tornado warnings, power outages, and at least 18 deaths. St. Louis city officials confirmed that at least 5 people are dead there and more than 5,000 homes have been damaged after a powerful tornado tore through the city during rush hour Friday afternoon. Fire Chief Dennis Jenkerson on recovery efforts.
We have 17 search teams in place that are searching
a coordinated grid, if you will, that's reporting back to a command post so we can track everything they do. They are searching with the police department, who's providing assistance.
9 deaths are reported in Kentucky and 2 more in Virginia because of the storms. 7 inmates are still at large in Louisiana after a prison break early yesterday. 10 men in total were able to escape the Orleans Justice Center. 3 have been recaptured in the last day. Authorities say the remaining fugitive should be considered armed and extremely dangerous. This is ABC News. Day 2 of